The next stop on President Bush's trip to Africa is South Africa, and on this second leg of the five-country tour, trade relations are likely to top his agenda. South Africa is often described as Africa's industrial powerhouse with a model economy. Even so, the country still struggles with the economic legacy of apartheid. Though apartheid ended more than a decade ago, South Africa's black majority continues to fall behind in the country's economic development. Unemployment is high, and a majority of black South Africans live below the poverty line. Joining me now from Johannesburg is Itumeleng Mahabane. He's a writer for the Financial Mail and is working on a documentary on economic equity in South Africa. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Now, surely when apartheid ended, economic equity was one of the government's biggest concerns. What did the government do about it?
Well, I mean, you know, I suppose you could say it was a concern, and to some degree they implemented programs. But I think before you can talk about what they actually did, part of the problem is that I think they put a lot of their efforts into the political question, and all of the energies and all the brightest minds were focused on the political question. So in a sense, the economic question was an afterthought, and the programs that they looked at initially were kind of were micro. And the main program that they put in place is something similar to, I suppose, affirmative action, which we call here employment equity. And basically, it was a bill of legislation just kind of encouraging businesses to increase the quota of black people in the economy. But in terms of the overall economy, the fact that white people controlled all the productive assets in this country and issues like that, I don't think the government actually put a lot of thought into that until later into the democracy, probably around when the time that Thabo Mbeki took over. But yeah, I mean, so initially it was just about affirmative action until they decided, when Thabo Mbeki took over, he decided that you needed to actually have a holistic look at the entire economy, and there were different facets to look at. Everything from ownership to skills training to affirmative action to helping to develop new black businesses, especially small and medium-sized businesses. So I think, yeah, I mean, the main issue is that initially there was a kind of a narrow look at it, and it was just about affirmative action and getting a certain number of black people who were already in the economy moving up the ladder, as it were.
We're discussing economic equity in South Africa. If you'd like to join the discussion, the number is 1-800-989-8255, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. How would you describe the economic situation at this point for blacks in South Africa? How much has it changed over the past decade?
Well, I mean, I suppose the easiest thing is always to sort of rattle figures. You know, I mean, about 50% of black people in this country are unemployed. Of the black people who are employed, 30% are in the formal economy. The rest in the informal economy, basically they're kind of hawkers. I don't know if that's a common term in the United States, but basically people who just sell a plethora of really kind of menial stuff, anything from kind of like homemade brooms to peanuts, you know. So only about 30% of black people in South Africa are actually in the formal economy. And black people still basically earn about 15% of what white people in South Africa earn in terms of ownership of companies. Only about 2% of the companies listed on our exchange are owned or influenced by black people. So that's kind of the scenario. You know, so basically I'd say you've got about 70% of black people in South Africa who don't participate in the formal economy. Hmm. And they probably, and about 80% of the country of black people in South Africa would earn about $250 a month.
Yeah. Now, the government recently unveiled a plan to deal with economic inequity between blacks and whites. It's called the Broad-Based Economic Empowerment Policy. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah. Black economic empowerment, basically it's about saying, perhaps to explain it, the rationale is that South Africa is a country of 45 million people, and our gross domestic product is $100 billion. If you take a country like Norway, that's got 4.5 million people, and the gross domestic product is higher than South Africa's. And people have been arguing that the problem is that you've got a black majority who aren't productively participating in the economy. So part of getting the economy to grow faster is to find ways of getting black people into the economy. Now, there's obvious problems. The first is that they don't have skills because of apartheid, because they weren't meant to participate in the economy. They were meant to be kind of menial, hard laborers. So the majority don't have skills. So the one aspect would be tackling the issue of skills, and it's trying to encourage and in some cases legislate for companies to invest in skills development. The other issue is the issue of ownership of assets, but the problem there is that black people don't have capital because they couldn't participate in the economy, so they couldn't accumulate capital, so they can't buy assets. So it's about so in terms of empowerment, it's about saying that white business has to set aside a certain portion, and in most industries, that portion is 25% of all industries have to, by 2010, be owned by black people, but it also means providing capital to help them buy into those assets. The other one is affirmative action, as I've already mentioned, and there are certain targets around affirmative action. And the last pillar of black economic empowerment is what we call enterprise development. And it's basically about saying to a big established white business that in terms of the services that you buy from smaller companies, you should try and dedicate most of your procurement bill to black companies to help establish small and medium-sized black companies.
Is there any opposition to this plan?
Is there?
Is there opposition to this plan?
There's always opposition to, one, to any kind of government plan, and two, to anything that seems remotely to imply kind of social engineering, I guess. And the main opposition is obviously from white business, largely because people don't want to sell stakes in companies unless they want to, and this is forcing them to sell stakes in companies. Secondly, the white business kind of argues that the whole thing about skills development is increasing the cost of doing business in South Africa, so they don't really want to invest in skills. They want government to basically spend that money.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's just also an objection to the idea of government basically forcing companies to go through some of these measures. But I think that a lot of white businesses, to be fair, are basically starting to accept the rationale that in order for the South African economy to grow fairly rapidly, you've got to find a way.
We've got to go. I'm sorry. So I'm very sorry, but we have got to go. Itumeleng Mahabane writes for the Financial Mail. He joined us from his office in Johannesburg. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.